Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au.
104.7 Triple M.
Ruined It's. Top three things you need to know.
Yes, boys, and we a very sad moment. We lost one of the good people. Chumpy Pullen yesterday was he died in a spearfishing accident.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. How bad's that on the Gold Coast? He was a 3-time Olympian, Winter Olympian. He was the flag bearer in 2014. He won a gold medal at the 2011 World Champs and another world title in 2013. But just a very lovable character has been described as. Oozed charisma and just someone you'd love to be around. So he's going to be, it's just a very sad. He's only 32 years old too, boys. So very, very sad.
Condolences to the family, mate. Now, what about these two selfish knobs? Two Jetstar passengers are missing after a plane load of people were allowed to walk into Sydney from Melbourne without the virus screening.
What?
Now, the two passengers are unaccounted for and another has refused to be screened. All three of them have been referred to the New South Wales Police. Mate, honestly.
Refused to be screened.
Yeah, correct.
I don't get it.
Two have gone missing and the other one didn't want to be tested.
Well, how did they go missing?
It's mandatory. You've got to be tested. You know, Sydney have done a wonderful job, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, so they've let them in. Nah, enough's enough. You know, people got to stop being selfish.
Yeah.
You know, and I know a lot of Victorians are panicking and they're trying to get out. I understand that. But that's, nah, they catch them,
so they've
them.
Done the runner.
Yeah, name and shame them. That's what I'd be doing.
All right. Now, we love a good survival story, don't we? And what about this one? A rabbit went missing for 22 days. So Grace is a 22-year-old female who lives in North Melbourne, and her pet rabbit, Sharon, went missing.
Sharon
the rabbit.
She's Bugs Bunny.
So Grace said she walked everywhere and you know, went out into the street, and she said that she couldn't find any fur or blood on the road. So she thought,
Shazza.
Well, Shazza hasn't been run over.
No.
And anyway, after a while, she's sort of given up on poor Shaz. And Grace had a friend that came over and stayed on the couch. Was going to spend the night on the couch and found Sharon.
Don't tell me.
In the couch.
In the couch.
Eating some carrots.
Eating the duvet. It survived on the duvet, and Sharon was a little bit worse for wear, a little bit skinny and thirsty, but Sharon lives on.
How could 22. You not know your rabbit's in on your couch?
I don't know. I do not know.
How would you not know?
I don't know.
Didn't you sit on it?
The smell of the rabbit.
I don't know what's going on.
But rabbits smell, don't they? Yeah. My daughter had some pet rabbits.
Nah, they're not too bad rabbits.
Oh, poor thing. Anyway. Well, that's a good story, though.
Yeah, so I think Sharon since then's fattened up and away it goes. So there you go.
That was the top three. You've got the Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett. And James Rain joining them next.
Sharon.
Triple M.
Phantom Screens. Locally made blinds and retractable screens. Now you see them, now you don't.
Ebert takes the mark.
Brad.
He kicks a goal, Ebert.
And the whole world has to go for Port Power just to tell you once again, who's Brad?
Good morning, Bradley Ebert.
Wow.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how good's that?
The worst part about that is, it almost sounds like I was the one that was singing it.
Mate, got beaten by a quality side last week against the Brisbane Lions. What did you boys learn from that?
Yeah, I guess it was one of those tough ones where you're going up against a good side on their home deck. And, you know, we were coming in full of confidence. But I guess it was just, unfortunate that we weren't able to take our chances in that first quarter. In the second quarter, they just got on top in contested ball and also centre bounce. That, I guess they were able to dominate us in that sort of area. Get deep into their forward 50, and then the rest was sort of written from there. So, unfortunately, we're not able to get done, but we'll learn from it. And the good thing is, you know, we're still in a reasonable position, and ready to go again.
Now, Chuck Dixon went goalless. He was double teamed at times. Do you worry if he doesn't fire, the team doesn't?
No, I think that we've learned a fair bit from that over the last few years. In the past, I think we were very Dixon dominant. And we really went to him quite regularly. I think you know, we still do. He's a big, powerful frame, and is a really good target. But I think we've also built enough around him that we're not 100% dominant on him. And unfortunately, on the weekend, there was a number of times where we did just bomb away to him, and so that was probably a bit unfortunate, but I think we've learned from that.
Brad, the same with Connor Rosie, like unbelievable player, young player, and he's had a couple of quietish weeks, but wouldn't be the first inexperienced player to have a couple of quiet weeks.
No, he's not. And I think that, the position he plays is a tough one. It's always that, he's getting a little bit more time on ball, which is fantastic for his development. But, he's spending a fair bit of time forward as well. And, I'm playing the same sort of role. So you know that you can swing in and out of games and swing in and out of weeks quite easily. And especially as a second-year player, I think that, he's been fantastic in the way that he approaches everything and the way that he... Yeah, when he has got the ball, he's pretty smooth and silky with it. So, we're not too worried about what he's been producing. And I'm sure he'll bounce back quickly with that.
The commentary's been around. Was it the reality check you guys needed early in the season? Now, this can kickstart your season. It can give you a chance to give yourself a bit of a review. Do you buy into that?
Not particularly. I think that, in a way, it's a good one where you're not a good one. You never want to lose, obviously, but you're going up against a quality side, so you get to test yourself out against them. And we just weren't good enough. So yeah, it does sort of kick you up the butt a bit and give you a little bit of a reality check, if you want to call it that. But at the same time, I think that this year is going to be there's so many ups and downs and swings and roundabouts and stuff this year that I think that we're just going to, the team that can roll with it and adapt the best is going to be the best performing side. So I think there's going to be hiccups for every team. We just need to learn from that.
Have you found the 16-minute quarters, Brattles?
I like them. Yeah.
Why? Why do you like them?
Well, for a 30-year-old, you can actually get through a game pretty nicely.
Yeah, true. Yeah, cool.
I think they're always worried about sort of, viewers and broadcasters, and for 16-minute quarters, I think they're a little bit more fast-paced, action-packed, and games are done a little bit quicker. So I'm all for it, really.
Hey, Brad, when do you head up? You play the GWS this weekend on Sunday. Now you've got the early game. I know the Crows have to play up. They have to travel the same day as the game. What about you guys? You head up the night before?
I believe we're doing the same. I think we're flying up same day.
It's going to be an early start.
Yeah, so once again, I guess it's one of those ones where I'm okay with it. It's a bit of an experience, and we can just roll with that. So it's a bit different, and it'll be an early start. But mate, I'm used to early starts at the moment with two kids at home, whereas I think two of the young boys might not be as accustomed to it.
Talking to Bradley Ebert there, the Port LA champion. Now, Braddles, AFL Grand Final, could it be played at Adelaide Oval if it's not played in the MCG? What's your thoughts?
Oh, mate, I'd be more than happy with it being at Adelaide Oval. I think it'd be awesome for the state. And I guess if everything's going on in Melbourne, if that all continues, then, yeah, mate, I'd be more than happy to see it at Adelaide Oval. And hopefully, we can be playing in it.
Because Blewett and Bernie Vince, they don't want it to be Adelaide Oval. They think it'll be played in Perth.
Look at him. That crap. Why are you so aggressive today, Jeff?
What was that?
Perth. Yeah, I'm with Bradley. Words in our
mouth. Speaking of Adelaide Oval, mate, are you frustrated you don't get to play there the first opportunity in round seven in front of 27,000?
Well, I guess that, you sort of look at it and you think it'd be awesome to get a game there and play it there as quick as possible. I think I've probably touched on it before, but it's just one of those ones where I'm sure we'll get a number of home games in the coming weeks. So, when the time comes, we're ready for it. And hopefully we end up getting a number of home games when it really opens and when we can.
Hey, mate, you went through a pretty difficult time last season. And this season you've ditched the helmet. But just take those concussion issues. Was that a little bit scary at the time?
Sure it was, mate. Yeah, that's... over my career, I've probably had a few knocks and bumps and... it just felt as if it was probably the couple of knocks that I had last year just took their time to heal. Whether that was compounded by the fact you just had a newborn baby and really start to put things into perspective and have a bit deeper look at everything, I'm not too sure. But, it certainly shook me around and just took me a little bit longer to recover from a couple of those knocks than what they had in the past. So for that reason, we were like, all right, let's just have a month off. When you come back, I just felt confident enough playing, but wearing a helmet to start with at least, so it's been one of those sort of gradual sort of improvement things. I played those extra games, did my knee again, so I was out for the year. Even over the preseason, was still just trying to build that confidence and feel comfortable enough in some of those heavier contests. And after this 12-week break with the coronavirus situation, I came back and was feeling as fresh and as good as ever. So that's sort of why I ditched the helmet and have come back feeling okay.
Awesome.
And the work doesn't stop here. GWS this week, and they're just starting to get their mojo back a bit. Have a listen to some of these midfield names, Jars. Mm-hmm. Kelly, yep. Whitfield, oh. Perryman, Coniglio, Toby stop Green. It. That's just to name stop a few, it. And all in really good form.
Mm, yeah, they are, mate. They are. They're they were last year's grand finalists for a reason, aren't they? They're a quality side, and it does seem as if they're starting to find their groove again. So it'll be another good challenge for us. I think we're keen on it. We're keen on getting up there to Metricon again. We've played well at Metricon, so mate, we're just keen on getting up there, having a run around against them and see how we go, because we're confident in the way that we're playing. They're obviously playing well, so it'll be a really hot battle.
Mate, your cousin Brett, who's your mum's and Auntie Di's fitness coach, I see them down at the Grange Oval. Mate, it's chaos down there. Your cousin's is just a shambles, and your mum's looking real good too, just quietly.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
No worries.
No.
Come on, Jazz.
No, but she is. She's looking fit. Your mum's is a credit to it.
She is, mate. She's working hard on that one, and credit to Brett. He's working them hard down at Ebert Health and Fitness. So. I'm surprised you haven't got down there for a session.
No, though. No, because he charges too much. Yeah,
it's not free.
You creep around the outsides and have your footy boots in the car. Put the footy boots on and join in with Brett for a session.
Put them on. Put them on.
Hey, mate, good luck against GWS, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good
take care, mate. Bradley Ebert there, Port Adelaide superstar.
Yeah, and Brad Ebert for Phantom Screens. Call Phantom Screens today for a quote on up to 12-metre-wide motorised outdoor blinds.
Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
All right, back again. Love Burns Beef once a week. Burn, who have you got in your sights today, mate?
I'm going a different tact again, Jars. I'm going to try something different. As we know, it's the end of financial year, Jars.
Yes.
End of financial year. Everyone's doing their tax return. So what I thought was, I'm going to take stock on the year 2020.
Yes.
I'm going to become an accountant. I'm going to do the numbers, do the facts, and I'm going to give a summary at the end for their tax return, okay?
Let's go, Ben.
Let's get into it. Who can forget, back at the start of the year, the devastating bushfires ripped the hearts out of a lot of Australians,
nasty.
Boys. A very sad start to the year.
Yeah.
Moving on, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to prison for sex crimes. I tell you what, he should be locked up and throw the key away.
Yeah. He's a grub.
Throw it away. He can get stuffed, actually. Harvey Weinstein, get stuffed, mate. COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
It's cost Australia billions.
Yes.
The unemployment rate's through the roof. Oh. We're all in lockdowns for a while. Victoria have gone back into them. Our pubs are shutting. Crowds at the footy, we lost them. We've had to sanitise every time we touched ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, COVID-19, you can get stuffed. Moving on, we're all in lockdown. So the Netflix reality shows took off, Jars.
Yes, Ben.
And your favourite, Tiger King, Joe Exotic. You remind me a lot of this man, but who can sit down seriously and watch cruelty to animals and people murdering their wives? Joe Exotic and Jars, you can get stuff too. Right. And I thought, you know what? 2020, you've provided something here.
Yes.
It was the Super Bowl. J-Lo and Shakira did a concert together. Every bloke's fantasy, Jars. So I was staring at the TV, but no boobs fell out. So they can both get stuffed as well. That's all I wanted. I don't care about their music. Oh, and this one is very close to you, Jars, one of your mates.
Yes, Ben.
Kim Jong-un went mysteriously missing and people thought he may have died.
But
if you read his bio, Jars, no, he wasn't hiding at your house. This man doesn't die. He lives forever. What a crock of shit. What bullshit those people think happens over there. Anyway, we're moving on
here
again. Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
This guy has been smoking the good stuff. This is his testing theory.
When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Jazz. I'm going to get rid of drug testing. I'm going to get rid of breath testing because then there'll be no drink drivers. And pregnancy tests, they're gone. No more babies. We're not going to have any more babies with no pregnancy tests. I'll tell you what. He's got a theory, though. He bounced back. He's now got a theory on how to get rid of COVID-19.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
He's gone.
What is he smoking? I tell you what, medical doctors. He has been smoking too much. Now, his replacement could be, I tell you what, if you ran for president, Jazz, would you speak to your family about it?
Absolutely, dude.
Well, Kanye West is going to be the next one. Listen.
Did you know that he was going to announce his candidacy?
I did not.
So he'd never even said to you, maybe I want to run for president someday?
No. That wasn't a discussion in our household.
So he's not serious. Is he serious?
No, he's serious. If he puts his mind to something, he'll do his best.
Oh, no, he's serious. I'll tell you what, though. 2020.
Yes,
Jars, I forgot until this was brought up.
Yes.
I played footy. I lived out my boyhood dream. Yep. I played AFL football for two clubs.
Yes.
I won BNF at both,
That's
Jars.
It, Burn.
I got my dream job in radio, working alongside you and Blue.
Yes, the boy.
But you can't even remember my f***ing name!
The big G, Nathan G, said, yeah, but less actual cricketers, keep it to footballers only, Blue.
Yeah, no, I don't mind
Burn.
That. Yeah, I'm Burn, actually.
I'm fatigued.
Oh, you're fatigued, are you? You're fatigued.
Sorry.
I tell you what, so, in summary, 2020 tax return is in, and this is the return. 2020. You can get You have everyone's lives up! Put your back in your pipe and off!
See you!
Bernie, Jars and Greg Blewett on Triple M.
Ruined dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman. I'm Anthony Lehman.
Hi, you dead set legends.
G'day, superstar.
Good morning, Lemo.
Good morning.
It is a joy to be with you, as always.
Yes.
But I'm in Melbourne, guys.
Oh,
lockdown has just started.
Oh.
It's going for 6 weeks. Can you chopper me out? I need to escape. It's a disaster.
Oh, feeling for you, mate.
No, you're
the
not.
The chopper doesn't even have to land. Just get the chopper to swoop low. I'll jump up and grab the undercarriage.
Got the chopper.
Drag me out of this
You
place.
Need Arnie Schwarzenegger.
I do. Get me to the chopper. I tell you what, people are losing their minds over this lockdown, and no one has expressed it better than this bloke at Wodonga who interrupted a news cross. So you've got a reporter talking to the camera.
Yeah.
This guy just came across, stood in front of the reporter, spoke straight down the barrel. He had a can of VB in one hand, and this is how it went.
Me personally, I don't work.
Not really good. Sir, I don't really give a f***. Okay,
good.
You know, I'm in lockdown.
Yeah.
Mate, I live here, and you try to lock me out of bloody Wodonga and Albury? How am I supposed to get a Centrelink? No, that's what I'm really wanting to worry about, you know?
Definitely in Albury.
Oh, mate, of course I do. Well, where else would I go? Now, where do I go? So you tell that to Channel 9.
What are you,
Channel 7?
Jeez.
I want that bloke's television. He mentioned Channel 12 there.
12? He'd had a bit of grandpa's old golf medicine too, I think.
I don't know where that came from. But that's how you interrupt the news cross. We've seen a few of them over the years. Don't stand behind the bloke doing the news cross. Jump in front and let it rip straight down the barrel.
I tell you brilliant.
What, Bernie Vince better look out. That bloke was coming for your job, Bernie, with that spray. you know who? So we've been through lockdown once already here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
After 4 weeks, the first time round, first 4 weeks was fine. But then after that, my wife and I did agree that we needed to start seeing other people. Quite literally, seeing other people.
Yeah.
But the one I really feel sorry for is my son. He's three. there's a 46-year age gap between us. We have got nothing in common. The small talk between the two of us is useless. He gets none of my Seinfeld references. I get none of his Paw Patrol references. It is very awkward, guys. And we've got 6 weeks of it ahead of us.
Oh no.
It's bloody killing
me. Can you build a little bunker at the back of your house or stay in your shed or do something? Can you tunnel out?
Can I tunnel out of the state? That's not a bad idea.
They did in Hogan Zero.
El Chapo.
I heard a rumour that Scott Morrison's building a wall around Victoria.
Oh, no.
So I wouldn't mind. I might ring it. Does El Chapo leave plans laying around somewhere? Can I get hold of a tunnel somehow? Now, on a brighter note, what are the chances that the grand final will be played in South Australia?
Big chance.
And I get people talking about Adelaide Oval, but I've got a different idea. Jars, what do you reckon? Yeah. The Gaza Sports and Community Club. Take it to Klemzig, mate. No.
Hey, Jars is still playing there.
Stop that. We'll have to shift the cricket nets.
Imagine that. Someone forgot to move the cricket nets.
Put sand on the cricket pitch.
Sprinkled sawdust. Oh, come on, make it happen, please.
Get it happening.
Four players are out with concussion from the cement pitch. I love it. Anyway, there it is. That's my proposal. Make it happen, team.
See you next week, mate.
See you, mate.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
Footy on tonight, boys. Geelong tackle Brisbane at the SCG tonight. Dane Zorko back in for Brisbane. He's missed two of the last three matches with an Achilles problem and a bit of a calf strain as well. He comes in for Cam Ellis-Yolman. The Cats have rested Jack Stephen.
Is that dropped?
Rested or dropped? Anyway, Sam Simpson replaces Jack Stephen.
Yes, and the Crows will play West Coast on Saturday afternoon at the Gabba. And it's looking like probably Elliot Himmelberg will come in to replace Tex. What are your thoughts?
Well, they don't have any confidence in the young man. If you're going to bring him in, give him a month of football. Back him in.
Yeah, he's been in and out a bit, hasn't he? And Stengel's probably the likely replacement for the suspended Murphy.
Yes, sir.
In some positive news for Adelaide, we're hearing Tex might just miss one game, though. So that's one
news.
Positive.
What about Port Adelaide? We're going to catch up with Brad Ebert very shortly, the superstar. They face a massive test against the GWS football side. They've got their mojo back at Metricon. They're back.
Certainly have.
They're back. Now, Ryan Burton, I think he'll come back into the side after his 2 or 3 weeks off. The word is, what is he? Oh, he's cruising. Now, Ollie Wine, sorry.
What's cruising?
He's training well. Ryan Burton's training well. Just a bit of rubbish talk there.
Good stuff.
Robbie Gray.
Cruising.
There is talk. There may be a grand final being played somewhere in the Australia. And because Melbourne,
you heard it here first.
Because Melbourne
on Triple M.
I don't believe we'll have the grand final this year.
No.
But here is Robbie Gray, the superstar, talking about a grand final.
Of course, we've got a fantastic oval here. So if they're looking for somewhere else, Adelaide Oval would be a great spot to have it.
Nice.
Somewhere in Australia it's going to be.
Bern and I don't think it will be Adelaide Oval. It'll be Perth.
It'll be Australia. West Coast has confirmed Jeremy McGovern will be the skipper for them on Saturday.
How?
He comes in. Well, Luke Shuey goes out with that. What?
No, I don't know.
What do you mean, how?
Jeremy McGovern.
Jeremy well, how?
Jeremy so hang McGovern, on. No. Did you say how because I said Jeremy?
No, Jeremy. I've gone how. How can he be made captain?
Jeremy how?
Jeremy McGovern. But that's what I said. I said how? How can they give him the captaincy, Jeremy McGovern?
Well, why not?
Well, he's the best player in the side.
Is
and
he
he's
really?
A good
is
leader.
He?
Yeah, well,
is he?
Who
why
else
they
is?
Give it a knick-knack?
Well, because Jeremy McGovern's the vice captain, you dingbat.
Right. You got any SANFL news?
Regarding the SANFL, crowds have been capped at 1,000 per ground this weekend, but I know for a fact that the SANFL have put in a COVID plan, a management plan to the government, and they're waiting for approval to just open the gates. and there may be some word on that tomorrow morning.
All right, beautiful work.
We need more than 1,000 at the sample, surely.
Yep, and just to finish off on the sports going beautifully at the moment, Justin Langer has said the Aussies must tour England in September to get some one-dayers underway. Yep. I think it'll definitely happen. Right. And, of course, there was some test match cricket last night being played, England taking on the West Indies. Rain affected, 1 for 35, the Poms day one.
He's an Aussie-born rock musician and a singer-songwriter who rose to fame in the band Australian Crawl. Until 1986, he embarked on a solo career, releasing hit songs such as Motor Too Fast, Slave, and Hammerhead. Please welcome to the show, the one and only James Rain.
Good morning, James Rain. Welcome to the Dead Set Legends. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dead Set Legends.
That's who we are. mate, James Michael Nugent Rain, OAM yes. Hall of Famer. How do you feel?
What? Just how do I feel today? The intro's good. I like the intro. Today, I'm feeling a bit, you know, ambivalent about because I'm a Victorian, so you can imagine we're all a bit... Anyway, let's not dwell on that.
Mate, you got the new album out, first one in 8 years, Toontown Lullaby. First studio yes. album in 8 years. You're back.
Well, I had a six-track EP out about 4 years ago, but that's all right, you know. Mm. Let's skip over that.
Let's skip over that.
But, mate, can we just play a little bit of the new song to the family?
Please do.
And then we'll have a little chat.
Yeah, all right. A Toontown, the 4th of July. I'm gonna skip my meals and kick my heels and hang a hook in the sky. A Toontown, a Toontown goodbye. Sweet Calliope of Golden Crown.
Mate, lovely, lovely.
I've always wondered how singer-songwriters, where they get their inspiration, how they write songs. Now, you got hit by a car once and you wrote a song about that. Where's the inspiration come for this album?
Well, when I got hit by the car, a friend of mine wrote the song. I don't know. I just stuff that you just, I don't know. You just, my synapses are open. It's just stuff that happens to you. Things that people say. You might hear someone say something, someone not even thinking, some expression. You go, Jesus, what? That's a great expression. I mean, for instance, on Toontown Lullaby, there's an expression that I heard. It's called, I'm going to kick some tires and light some fires and punch a hole in the sky. And I thought, geez, that's a great expression. And that's the expression that the American Top Gun fighter pilots apparently use before they gun their engines. So, you know, I thought, that's such a great expression. So I've got to use that in the song. You get them from everywhere. I hear stuff, read stuff. Yeah.
Second round of lockdown in Victoria. So, you know, to be creative, is it harder or easier, do you think?
Well, in lockdown, I think it's probably... I don't know at the moment because it's only day one, real day two, really. I think it's one of those things where most people thought we'd got through, well, everyone thought we're starting to relax a bit like everybody else. And I think it's really hit people quite hard. So I think people are going to really have to rethink we got 6 weeks of it. Hopefully it's only 6 weeks. And before they start easing it again, we get on top of it. But I think it's really knocked a lot of people for six in terms of they're sort of a bit, preoccupied with what do we do now? I mean, in terms we've got to stay home, but just a lot of people's jobs, you know, I mean, it's terrible. But anyway, it's, you know, you just got to make a fist of it and get on with it and think positively and get through it, you know.
Yeah, it was highly publicised. You suffered a bit of a health scare recently, which left you unable to sing. I get this bit when I'm putting. You said you had the yips. Now, can you just describe this to us?
Okay, so that's very interesting you say that. Now, this happened to me 2 years ago now, and it lasted about 3 months. I had a very routine, non-sinister operation just to remove a little growth they'd seen. It was fine, it was nothing. And then because I've got a big, fat, lantern jaw, like a lot of bone mass in my jaw, I had to stretch my head right back, and my muscles kind of freaked out. When you do your back, your muscles kind of clamp just to protect the back. So I did that in my neck. So I couldn't produce a sound for like 3 months. Anyway, it all turned out to be okay. But then I got that thing that I know sportsmen get called the yips.
Yes.
And a lot of golfers I know get it. lot of guys I know who play golf, they get, or professional golfers, just get the yips. They can still play all right, but they get out there and go, oh, my God, now can I do this? I know I can physically do it. It's just it becomes a trick in your head, and you've got to get over it in your head, which I did. But I spent a bit of time going, talking yourself down, you know.
And just before we let...
the best analogy was the yips, the sports yips analogy. Yep. That's what I had. I had the yips. Nice.
I understand that. And Jars certainly understands that when we come to golf. Now, my mother-in-law told me to ask you if I was speaking to her yesterday. She's a big fan. She wants to know if you're single.
Oh. No, I'm married. I was married for about 7 years left, 5 years ago.
Oh, I had to ask it.
Oh, dear, I did. Mate, no, you shot the video in an empty theatre. What was that experience like?
Okay, that was the iconic Palais Theatre in Melbourne, in St Kilda in Melbourne. And it was just sort of because it was the first part of lockdown and we got access to the theatre because it was empty. And we thought it was a little commentary on the fact that one guy, one guitar, sitting on the Palais Theatre with an empty Palais behind us, you know. So, and it's a beautiful old theatre.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful old thing.
Mate, you're a superstar. Yep. Thanks for joining us. Two Town Lullaby, first studio album in 8 years. Well, very
good
excited.
On you guys.
Mark, well done. Thanks. Keep up the good work, great man.
Thanks very much, you guys. Same to you guys.
Hey, and good luck with your Poxy Footy Club too, Carlton.
Oh, easy. Come on.
Give me a wake on the way out.
We're from Melbourne. Right. Give us some
No, there he is. Music royalty, James Rain. See you, mate. We've got to go. We've got to play your song.
See you, mate. See you later. Bye.
Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett on Triple M.
Now, yesterday I did a lot of chores around the house and it was physical. You know, I was out there for 4 or 5 hours in this beautiful weather of ours and I had a relaxing hot bath. My bath salts are in there.
Right.
Right, because Marion went and saw her mother. I had the bubbles, the essential oils, because I love my bath. I love my bath. So I text Marion. I said, Maz, I took the dogs for a stroll around the oval. Now I'm going to have a bath. And she says, no worries, blah, blah, blah. So then the point I'm going to make here is how long can you stay in a bath? Now, I must have just drifted off because 2 hours later, Marion's knocking on the door or tried to break in the bathroom door. What are you still doing in the bath?
2 hours.
Now
that's a long.
No, but no, hang on. No.
They overheat.
Is there a time limit to having a bath?
You get too hot.
I beg your pardon? If you've got the temperature the way you want it, you don't get too hot and sweaty.
I like it hot. No. If I'm having a bath.
Is it 20 minutes? Is 2 hours too long?
2 hours is way too long.
Because I was reading
long.
The paper. I was just in my own little world.
Well, you went wrinkly?
I beg your pardon?
Did you get all wrinkly like a old prune?
He was wrinkly before the bath.
I just took a bath, Jerry.
No good?
It's disgusting. I'm sitting there in a tepid pool of my own filth. All kinds of microscopic parasites and organisms having sex all around me.
How good.
Great, man.
Well, that actually, for 2 hours, if you're in there for 2 hours, there would have been a nasty little film on the top of it.
No,
there
was.
Oily.
I flush the water out and I bring in new water. Every 20 minutes, I flush old water and bring in new water.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know why Marion's trying to break in and had a bit of a crack, you know, verbally just had a... And why are you trying to break into the door? Because I had it locked.
Why have you got it locked?
Yeah.
Because
what are you doing in there?
I've got my daughter Riley's lurking around.
Do you have the candles on?
No, I didn't. No, I forgot the candle. But so what is the actual time limit for having a bath? That's my question.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Half an hour. Yeah.
Tops.
You half hour.
Well, I'm like Bernie. Like, I love a nice hot bath.
Yeah.
And then I end up overheating and I have to get out.
And that's when, and that's probably because before you jump in the bath, you got to put your face mask on.
Oh, yeah. Okay, buddy. So don't get it, bring it back to me, mate.
That was funny. Started laughing before he said it.
Why did the bank robber take a bath? So he could make a clean getaway.
Is that his out, is it?
That was his out.
If bird didn't land in that water, it would have been caught up in all the slick.
The oil slick. Dun, 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 dun. Now, Jar's like slopping around in his own filth for 2 hours.
Slopping. It's a nice bath.
It's a nice bath. Well, we've got Kerry from Dover Gardens. Kerry, how long do you like laying in the bath?
Well, I have a number of points here. It's a whole ceremonial thing. It's a self-nurturing thing. I light the candles. I run the bath. I add the Epsom salts. I do the bubble bath. There's scented candles or a diffuser in the room. I've got the air conditioning on. There's a vent in the bathroom. I've got my music playing. Wow. I've got my glass of red by the bath with a bottle of water for when I overheat. I top it up. And on Sunday, I did about 4 or 5 hours in the garden. And I came in. I thought, well, what am I going to do with myself now? I thought, bath. Oh. So I went in there and I was in there for 2 hours. I often fall asleep in the bath. But it's just a short bath, so I can't really fall too far.
It's therapeutic for you.
Brilliant, Kerry.
Oh, my God. Yes. It's self-nurturing. The other thing is I only ever, not that I've been to a motel for a very long time, but before the standard was it had to have a spa. It always entitled a bottle of champagne. Yeah. And I stay in there until my skin falls off.
There you go.
Oh, that's like a
thanks for sharing that, Kerry.
Military operation. What about the preparation?
There you go. Well, there you go. Wow. And you spend a lot, four or five hours outside. And
that did sound good, though.
It did. I was thinking, I
might
bath.
Have to have another bath tonight.
You could have a bath with Kerry.
1-333-1-333-1-333-The Furious Five, family. Get on. We're up and about.
$100 instant scratch it voucher to give away. All right, right now, call us 1-333-3MMM. Triple M's text line 0488-51047. Hunter from Surrey Down says, that's one mental picture I don't need. Jars in the bath all shriveled up like a prune. And Steve from Parafield Gardens. Steve said, was that Free Willy in the tub?
Well done, Stevie boy.
Like that. Here we go. The Furious
Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
I'm just emotional at the moment because the board lit up, the phone board lit up.
Like
I want to thank the Brecky family for just jumping on board, and two very, very lucky contestants in Brady from Renetta East and Seth from Marden. Welcome. Welcome, chaps.
Hey, mate. Thank you.
You're all right? You ready to go, boys?
You are emotional.
All right. 5 questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. There's some points involved, and if you don't know the answer, your teammate can have a crack at it. We've got lifelines going. We've got great prizes, and we've got two young men that are ready to go. Bernie Vince, question number one. Let's go.
Okay. What household animal, I must say, it was found alive, was found under the couch after it was missing for 22 days?
Crickets?
Brent, hello? Seth, anyone?
Cut out?
No idea. I don't know that one, sorry.
Okay, you don't know
that lifeline.
One. You can use a lifeline, the three of
us. I'll use the lifeline. Brett.
Brett, you called out. Yes, who? Yep, who do you want to use?
We'll go with the lifeline. We'll go with Bluey.
Bluey.
Okay, it was a rabbit.
Yes.
Well done.
You got the ding. Well done, Brady. 1-0. Let's go, Gregory. 2.
All right, number 2. What was closed at midnight last night?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
The Victorian border.
Boy, you're up and about now, Brett. He's you're right on. There, Seth from Marden. All good? Seth.
He's gone to sleep.
Where's Seth?
Have we lost Seth?
We've lost Seth. Yeah,
Seth. He's no wonder Brett's winning. Oh, no.
It was going so beautifully.
Seth, where's Seth?
Wait, no, let's keep going. We'll see if Brett wins.
He's coming back. He's coming back. Just keep going.
Brett, who do you barrack for?
Crows.
Hang on, no, we're not going to know. We'll wait until Seth gets back.
I've got a question for you, Jazz.
You can't let Brett go. What?
What did the phones light up like?
A Christmas tree. We've lost Seth from Martin. So
sorry. Well, no, let's see.
He's done a runner. All right, well, where you go. Question number 3, Greg.
No, Bernie asked number three,
please.
Yes, okay. How long did Jazz bath for last night?
Brett, 2 hours.
Yes.
Oh, he's got the name and everything.
I reckon Brett's a chance to win.
He knows the rules. He's a big
chance. Hey, Brett,
so quick.
Who do Port play this weekend?
West Coast.
He didn't say your name.
You didn't say your name, Brett.
Wrong. Minus Brett. One.
That's out. Bad luck.
Minus.
All right, number 5. 3 zip. Brett's going really well, Bert.
Did Seth get a go because he got it wrong?
Well, we can't find Seth.
Oh, so he's still gone.
Way you go, Bert.
GWS.
Out of the 3 DSL boys, who asked James Rain the most stupid and irrelevant questions this morning?
Brett Jarves.
Yeah. Well played. Well done, Brett from Ranella East. Well congratulations, done, you've won this prize.
Well done. $100 instant scratcher voucher. There are over 25 million instant scratch winners last year. Grab a ticket in store today.
Take care, Brady. Thanks for playing, mate.
There were so many callers only had one.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
lit up like a Christmas tree. Yeah,
have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, legends.
Ruined it's a done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big.
The Hospital Research Home Lottery.
Become an instant millionaire.
Visit homelottery.com.au.
104.7 Triple M.